This is a production of Cornell University.
EA meeting, April 7th, 2010.
I call this meeting to order. It's 12:18 p.m. This is the employee assembly meeting for April 7th, 2010. Jason Seymour, chair. We are meeting in B16 today instead of the conference room. I'm going to start with calling the roll. David is unable to join us today. Pempa? Yeah. Tanya?
Present.
Linda's not able to join us today. Ned is not able to join us today. Haven't heard from Leon. We'll leave him open there. Alan's not able to join us. Leslie?
Here.
Gemma?
Present.
Tim?
Here.
Haven't heard from Celia yet. Jason Seymour present. And Gary is not able to join us today. Beth is not. I haven't heard from Beth. Let's see. I did hear from Ben, the Heavener GPSA liaison. I'll give his report. And we have Ari and Amy present from the Office of Assemblies. Okay, are there any late additions to the agenda? Do you know if Peggy was going to be here to talk about the focus group? Did she say anything?
I have not seen her yet this morning.
Okay.
If we have time, Jason, we should talk about the notice and respond program that Gary sent out.
Okay.
We can talk a little bit about that.
Okay. So we were gonna do the athletics resolution, right? I have the text of
okay.
The last one. If we need to read it, so I'll add that there, and then notice and respond. Okay. Seeley has just joined us. Okay. All right, so I've added for the business of the day focus group of staff needed, but we're going to wait on that for Peggy to show up. Athletics resolution and C, notice and respond. $2. just give me a second here.
The reporter
would
pick those up too, really super loud.
It was super loud
in here.
Okay, so let's skip the business of the day for now and go through some reports while we maybe wait for Peggy to show up. I did not receive a report from the employee elected trustee. A report from UA representative. I didn't receive any report. Report from GPSA representative. Okay, so let me read from Ben's email. He won't be able to attend today's meeting. The GPSA is having a very busy time as we try to conclude business as the end of the semester approaches. At our last meeting, we elected next year's voting members and passed a resolution supporting efforts of our mental health committee. The resolution increases graduate representatives to the Council on Mental Health and Welfare, requests updates to the websites of Graduate School Student Life, the Graduate School, Gannett, and EARS, and recommends the continued presentation of a stress management discussion at graduate orientation by a senior CAPS counselor with emphasis on where students can find information on all mental health services on campus. The final GPSA meeting of the semester will be on April 19th at the Big Red Barn. We'll be discussing two more resolutions, one regarding GPSA structure/voting privileges, and one regarding the Ad Hoc Sustainability Committee, as well as electing our new executive committee. Should be a busy one. That's our report from the GPSA. Alan is not here, so we don't have a report from the Faculty Senate liaison or EA Finance update.
He said there was none.
None, okay. Okay. Report from the chair. I don't have much to report. It's been kind of a busy last several weeks. We've got the elections going on. We'll hear more about that later today. can't think of anything more for right now. So let's go into the approval of the minutes of the March 3rd meeting. I was not present at that meeting, so I'll rely on you to review the minutes and offer any corrections, amendos. Just take a minute or so to review those. There's no corrections. I'll entertain a motion.
Just my name is misspelled.
Oh, where's that?
C under other things. I don't like the C. V D P on the second page. Next to the letter C. Oh, C Phillips. It's P H I L L I P S.
Oh,
minor problem. Actually, it's single L and K. You know, the Phillips, the big company.
Maybe we should all be just referred to as a number. Employee Assembly member number three. Go ahead, number four. Cool. And Peggy and Leon have just joined us.
We're in the board.
Are there any other corrections to the minutes? Entertain a motion.
Second.
Okay. Move to second. All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstained? Minutes passed. Thank you. Leon, do you? You're still on the UA, right?
Yes. Until the end of.
Can you give us an informal update of anything that's going on in the UA?
Let's see. What was under discussion that was major is the child, Cornell's Child Care mm-hmm. Center.
Yeah.
It's an item of contention. There's a resolution that's in the process of being looked at, and that's not very good, actually. I guess there's a lot of shortcomings. Some of the parents have pulled their kids out. Some are thinking about pulling their kids out. So there's a lot of things that are going on with that. And as soon as the resolution is finalized and approved, I'll share it with the EA. But that's the hottest topic.
Okay.
The only other thing is that on the sustainability committee, the grad students, there was one grad student and they wanted three, so now there's a possibility of three grad students being on that committee. Those are the only two things that I can think that are at the list.
Sorry, Liam, do they want to expand the committee to three grad students?
The grad
looking for two more, or there already are three?
They did.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's go back up to business of the day. Peggy, you want to kick us off after chewing with the focus group of staff needed.
Right. So this is related to the general topic of bridges, fences, and the general topic of main restriction, which is what the fences are. And so the RAND Corporation, I believe we are fully engaged with them as a consultant to come in to the university and do some focus groups and other types of meetings with communities here to make recommendations on what might work best for a longer-term solution to means restriction on the bridges. You know, some of that is aesthetic, some of that is tolerance by the different communities, both on campus and off campus. So they're looking for groups of employees. There will be some random sampling, but they also want to get with some key constituents. So UA or EA being one of those. So I just wanted to make sure, A, you were aware of that. I'm not quite sure if their intent is to come to a meeting per se or do something separately. I haven't gotten around it, but I wanted you to be aware of it. I think it might also be a good idea if we, you know, if it were, if they wanted like 12 or 15 and only half of the UA could make it, were there other people that you all could think of that might be good additions to the group to give some thought to this and consideration. So that's basically where they are. They're going around to some of the other groups too. I know that I haven't seen any activity with the SA, but I have with the GPSA. Did they say anything more about that Monday night at the meeting? Was that in the meeting?
They're soliciting volunteers, yeah.
Yeah, volunteers. And again, the information I got is kind of sketchy, and I said, you know, well, I'm happy to bring it forward. It was asked of me.
What office is coordinating this at the Cornell site?
Well, the facilities. Mm-hmm. Is the group. John Kiefer is leading this up under the direction of Q Wang, Vice President Q Wang. So it would be John Kiefer and facilities. A range of staff that work with students in various venues and first responders, including EH&S campus police for a lunchtime session. So, you know, there may be other people there too, but they're also doing some random selection too. So I think just as a start, could I see by a show of hands if I'm asked to offer names that would be interested and maybe have time available for lunchtime, not knowing when it is? Is there any? Let me reverse it. I know who you people are. Is there anybody in particular that might not be willing to do something like this if asked, and that we could go out and say, you know, here's a list of EA members that you can solicit? Is that the easiest way to do it, or do you guys want to specifically say yes, I'm interested? I don't know what your drill is on. What do you think?
I'd say I'm interested.
Okay.
Me too. Or should we have rate that?
Who's
listening?
You're all
fancy.
It's
hard for me.
So Tim, Thiele, Tanya, Leslie, Jason.
Can you say that again? I was interested in what?
It would be talking to consultants about when the fences come off the bridges. Mm-hmm. You know how we have the fences up on the bridges now as a temporary measure. Long term, they're thinking of other ways to make the bridges safer so that that students don't take their lives that way. Because of the suicide.
So EA
members would offer what they think about other solutions, which might be plexiglass barriers, extending the fence, nets are some that I've heard.
And right now, from what you know, Peggy, is the time commitment is right now just one lunchtime meeting? For what?
Okay. RAND is going to come in quickly, do their focus groups, and start making recommendations because we are... anxious to hear what recommendations are so that we can start working towards those. The things that we have up are our temporary solutions.
No, what kind of company is RAND? Are they?
They're an engineering company. Okay. They have worked with the armed forces in some of their solutions for means restriction.
Okay.
It's called means restriction. It's the general generic word for considering all the options. I mean, it could be, you know, blue light phones on the bridges too. That's to an extent means restriction as well.
And then I'm just speculating here, but in this case, it's probably because some architectural change would have to occur to a bridge, which would require an outside consulting architecture firm mm-hmm. anyway. So
right.
they're kind of.
But a lot of this is to gauge how the community groups feel about. I mean, we all know, well, I don't think it's just the students, but I think if you ask most anyone, they would say that, you know, aesthetically, chain link fence is not, you know, nobody really likes that. I have to be, I'm in that group. I understand and accept and support the reason why they're up there, but for a long-term solution, you know, what do people think? Is the view important? Is it restricted if we have plexiglass as a barrier? You know, those types of discussions. And this is also, you know, we'll go outside the Cornell community because three of the seven bridges are city-owned.
Right.
The two on Stewart Ave and the Thurston Ave bridge are city-owned bridges. So whatever we think about there, we have to think about with in partnership with the city as well. So there's a lot to be considered. So RAND will come in pretty short order and do things pretty quickly and turn that around for the recommendations to be made. I don't know if you're aware, but the agreement with the city for the temporary barriers expires on or about June the 4th. And they've asked that they not be put up, you know, or that they come down on or about that time. And so, you know, there's some thought around what that means as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have Leon and Jima probably are not available. Pemba, do you think you might be interested? Okay, we will include you. If you're not available, then you can always say no, but I can give them the full list.
Why don't you leave my name on there?
And then if you happen to be in town, perfect. Okay. So I have Leon as not. So great. And may I, if I may, while we're on the topic, I'm kind of immersed in a lot of the student health crisis communications and everything. I don't know if people have questions about it, but I'm happy to, if you either offline or quickly now, I'm happy to help if you have questions or concerns about anything about that.
What's going on with it? Are there people taking advantage of the services? Has there been like an increase?
Oh yeah, yeah. Again, that there have been. I know they've increased walk-arounds in the residential areas, and they've established walk-arounds or call-arounds in the Greek. We did a notice and respond training with local landlords over break, which was very well received. There was a notice and respond training yesterday of local nonprofits for their leadership. There's PSAs are starting this week about suicide. Ken Clark had a nice opinion piece today in today's at the Good Journal, and that was circulated to other outlets locally as an op-ed. Actually, it was written as a letter to the editor, and they ran it as an op-ed or as an opinion, and that was a little bit different, more spiritual. Not more, but a spiritual look, which, you know, again, these things touch us all in very different ways. So there's been a lot of activity around that in terms of how we're trying to reach out to students and other members of our community. Let's realize that we've all been affected by this. We're all affected by things like this that happen. When we've experienced deaths in our community and 10 deaths this year, six of them suicide, four of them here on campus is significant. The president will be videotaping a message he has an op-ed in his son this week. It'll be a similar message to that, and that will go out in a bulk distribution next week to the faculty and staff as far as communication goes. So that's kind of the next thing that we're going to do.
This morning, the unit that I'm in, there was a notice and response training from Gannett.
Oh, good.
And they'll do it for any unit that asks.
We want to try and get that.
It's a formal training.
Yeah.
It's a formal training called Notice and Respond that Gannett has developed. Mm-hmm. And so it's actually quite powerful from what I have not unfortunately received it, but I've heard it's quite good, and it was had a pretty major impact on the landlords, who actually said that we should try to do that a couple times a year to hit the different groups of landlords and try to hit them all, since they do have contact with
So you wanted to talk about that.
Yeah.
I mean, should we segue into that now?
Sure.
Does anybody have any other questions for Peggy about the focus group? Okay. So we'll skip over to talking more about now the notice and response. So, Tanya?
So for those of us who were at Soup and Hope, Linda spoke with us about Mary's interest in getting the EA more involved in the notice and respond program and seeing how we could help. They really want to roll it out to staff. So there's a couple of ways. We thought that it would be nice maybe to see if the EA wanted to participate in the training program, to just see it and get that training themselves. Mm-hmm. And also, they are looking for more people to facilitate. So if you are interested in facilitating or know someone who would be interested in facilitating, there's a training program that you need to go through, but Linda is in contact with the person who's coordinating that, and they're looking to maybe do a train-the-trainer program this summer. And it's like a two-day commitment that you go when you do this training program, and then you start doing co-facilitations with someone else. So you're not just kind of put out there on your own at first. But then eventually you'll be able to facilitate these programs. And I know you said you're interested in doing it. And
yeah, I've contacted Linda. She's my lead, so I hope.
Yeah,
but I'm assuming that she has money.
Yeah. So, you know, just a thought to think about. But it is a very powerful program that was put together by the Cornell Interactive Theater Ensemble, and they did a really great job. And I think it would be good for us as a group to go through the training. So we don't have many meetings left, but
I think it's a good idea. Or if you find out where one of these is going to happen next, maybe the EA could join them, because we're kind of a smaller group.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, someone could just tell us the date and time, or...
We're talking about it as a retreat item.
Yeah. The session is an hour and a half. It's just an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you could, if we were doing a day long retreat, we could maybe put it in.
And who puts it on?
It is actually Tim Marshall.
Yeah, Health Service.
Oh, okay.
That does the health education, and Tim Marshall is actually leading that right now. I don't know.
Okay. Any comments on that?
I think if you can't reach Tim, I think the other person, I think who's actually coordinating it for Tim is Catherine Thresher Carroll, who's in Gannett.
Is it Gannett Marketing?
No, Gannett Outreach.
Health Ed. I think it's Health Education.
Yeah.
I think she's part of that group. But,
right.
If I may... I don't know what it'll mean long term, but I think that the more people that might potentially get trained as facilitators, the more broadly that we can do trainings, and, you know, having the EA, I don't know, maybe if it's just like a once a month, you know, and we do an open call or something like that in the fall, or maybe over the summer a couple of times, that might be, you know, another, it might not be an organized program within your unit or department.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea.
But
we
maybe
could...
you can do it as a brown bag lunch. I'm big on these brown bag lunches lately, you know, but people can come and eat their lunch, and it's attractive to staff because it's not after hours. You're not keeping them past their work day. And a lot of times they can squeeze out that time that, you know, they may or may not be taking for lunch. That might be something.
And I think, too, given, you know, yes, we're talking about notice and respond, specifically in relation to suicide and whatnot, but as things get harder on staff in the coming years with downsizing and all that, people are going to be more stressed, and they may not be, you know, at the end of their rope, so to speak, but it'll be good to kind of have that training of being able to respond to your coworkers. And I think it's almost harder to ask the question of a coworker, you know, are you okay? than someone who you don't know all that well. So I think it'll be great if we can get staff.
Tanya, are you willing to outreach to Gannett and see what options might be available for us?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, or so I just see what they think. I mean, you know, could the EA be clumped into one of the other sessions they're doing for a department, or could we maybe do a brown bag where we can publicize it to the whole campus
right,
for anybody to come? Or
I'm on the communications team for, it's called Student Health Crisis, the general team, and I'm on the communications team for that, and I have this noted on my spreadsheet of things to do, so I'd like to kind of continue with EA taking a leadership role, but if you need help communicating, you know, about it or, you know, whatever we need to do, we're there to help you with that. So maybe it would be rather than, you know, you guys doing it as a program, that if you can get some people that are trained facilitators,
right,
all you have to do is kind of walk in and do it, and then we'll try to, you know, worry about getting people there and advertising it as part of the communication initiative. So I think that.
Yeah,
I'm never a big fan of the EA doing all these programmatic
that
take up too much of your time.
Right.
So we, you know,
I was kind of thinking what you were just saying.
Yeah, I could see that look in your face. So hopefully that would help. But you would still be providing a great service to the university by your time investment in the training and facilitating and just kind of walk in and do it would, I think, be great.
Any other comments?
The only other thing that I can think is that at the training this morning, it was mentioned that Gannett, its staff, they're not fully staffed in the summer, you know, because, so I don't know, you know, so maybe the sooner before summer, maybe the better, because they're not fully staffed in the summer since the students aren't here, really.
Well, we'll see when, if they have some programs already pre-set up that we can slot into, or if not, maybe one of our open remaining dates. I think we only have one.
For me, the first time is the meeting.
Meeting time.
Right. Okay. And also, I feel that this is great, you know. To have notice and response program thing for the Connect community, but at the same time, I feel that it's the more you put attention toward it, you know, it might help, but it's like we're finding a problem, you know, more problems, and kind of like escalating the problem, so it's better to.
Right. There's a fine line, you know, between when you do have a grouping of suicides like this about and being very aware of not focusing on the suicide, but what we can do to help to support other people. And and I think that's why the notice and respond is healthy, because it's keeping each other healthy. It's checking in with other people. And so, you know, I totally agree. You know, that's kind of the conundrum with fences. Are you calling attention to it, or are you actually preventing? Well, the research tells us that given our set of circumstances, this is called for. Does it look beautiful? No, but I understand the painted fence over the trolley bridge looks great. And that was apparently student initiated.
Mm-hmm. And I think the bridge on College Ave there, somebody put chalk. And when I was walking across the bridge the other day, someone had taken chalk and written on the ground, and it said, I'm a 5th-year senior, and I've thought about jumping. Please ask for help, or something. I can't remember exact wording, but it was that, and I thought that was a really powerful message for someone saying, I may have stood on this bridge and thought about it, and I turned the other way. And you know, I thought it was really nice. It washed away now, but the chalk is there, and you know, people are kind of writing these.
Oh, is that where that cup is?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
and it's okay. We don't necessarily want anything on the bridges to become a memorial to. Well, but decoration is okay.
Flowers are going up all over,
that's decoration, and I think that's okay.
Yeah.
And trust me, that's being monitored because. Yeah, there is a fine line between, as Tema made an excellent point, of focusing on the suicide as opposed to support for community and what we can do to make our community safer, and you have to be able to balance that.
Okay.
I think I've said enough today.
Any other comments? Anything else? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to excuse myself. Oh, thank you.
Oh, thanks, you don't want to stay for the rest of the fun?
No. You don't need me for that.
Thank you. Okay. The next item on business of the day is the athletics resolution. Has everybody read that in their email?
Mm-hmm.
The few comments were okay. What I want to do, since we don't have it printed out, I will read the resolution, and then I will entertain a motion if there's no corrections or changes to the resolution. So it reads, the Employee Assembly of Cornell University is pleased to present this resolution to Cornell University's Department of Athletics for its splendid accomplishments this academic year in any number of sports, and to congratulate the talented Cornell student athletes who represent our beloved university with sportsmanship, dignity, and the best of Big Red Team Spirit. Cornell athletics are followed avidly by thousands of Cornell University staff members who are proud of their teams in both victory and defeat, and who have been thrilled by the well-deserved national spotlight that has shone so brightly on many student athletes and, by extension, Cornell University in recent weeks and months. Congratulations to Athletics Director Andy Knoll and the top-notch Cornell University staff who work under his charge and have had such an important role in these notable successes. Passed by the Cornell University Employee Assembly this day of March or April 2010.
Okay, so this resolution is just a congratulatory.
Essentially, it's just a congratulatory.
It's an official declaration of, in writing by the Employee Assembly that we'll deliver this to the president to his awareness, and there is working on some type of.
And we would like to present it to the staff. Andy Noel will be having a staff meeting, I think it's April 20th, and we'll frame it and we'll present it to them there. Just an acknowledgement to the staff. And just on top of that, the UA saw what we were doing, and they jumped on the bandwagon as well, so they're doing a resolution.
We had it. All the constituencies, faculty,
right.
Staff, students, alumni,
right.
Whatever, they're all mentioned.
Right. And they
sure.
Removed the word beloved.
Yeah, beloved.
They didn't like it.
Is that in ours?
Yeah.
Twice.
Where's beloved?
They are beloved. Showing no love.
They're beloved.
But, hey, I thought it was great that the EA was the first one to jump on that.
Unfortunately, we didn't beat the UA to it, though, did we?
Well, they passed their resolution, but it hasn't gone anywhere.
We got to keep our resolution secret.
That's right.
They're on our email list. I didn't know.
Aren't we all part of the same team?
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh. The same university congress. So, do we need any changes to the text? Okay. Then we'll entertain a motion.
A motion to approve.
Okay. Okay, it's been motioned and approved. All those in favor of approving this resolution as read, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Abstain?
That doesn't mean it doesn't pass.
No. No. Okay. All right. Resolution passes. Okay. So, and I just read the text that was sent to our email list. So you can take that exact text and amend the end so that it reads today's date. Okay. Thank you. Since Gary was influential in that, we would let Gary know as well. Okay. All right. Let's see. Where are we next? Committee reports, executive committee. We haven't met recently. We've had a lot of different work conflicts that have caused three or four of us to be out, and so it caused some cancellations. So I can't think of anything to report. Tanya, is there anything you can think of? We're missing Alan and Gary.
Yeah,
and, yes. So okay. Staff recognition and awards.
We had the George Peter Award presentation on Monday. Jason did a great job at speaking for us, so thank you, Jason, and thank you, Amy, for coordinating everything. That's a lot. We are going to start looking at our next round of applicants in George Peter Award. I'm sad to say that we only have two, so get out there to your people and say, do you want to nominate someone? Because it's sad if there's so many staff and so few people.
Hopefully the pool often end up being a lot.
I don't know. I only don't small. But it takes a few letters to make it part of the process of application. So. But if you could just, you know, send out an email to your colleagues or whatever, if anybody knows of anyone, it's a nice program, and the person who wins gets some nice little gifts and a cake and
acknowledgement for their hard work.
Hard work, and actually a little spot on the VA website mm-hmm. where you can read about it mm-hmm. and George Peter and who's won it in the past. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Thank you. Communications. David is not here today. I know he's working on several different things with the committee.
Tim and I are on the committee.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about doing an employee survey.
That's right.
Just surveying employees about the employee assembly, and you know, do they know about it? Do they know what we do? Are they interested in serving? You know, just some questions like that.
And we talked about maybe having the survey online and distributed during the next EA news. To put it out there and see what we can get. Mm-hmm. And the committee's been working on generating some questions of that survey, so that will come to the full EA for review before that happens, but that's probably, I know David's been working pretty hard on getting those together in the first draft, so I think that's what he would say if he was here. Anything else you can think of?
We talked about how to promote the elections, but we didn't. But nothing materialized.
Yeah, because there was the president's court email and.
Yeah, there was. There was a short window.
Know where the so what's the count of how many people are around?
We'll get to that.
All right.
You're communicating too fast. All right. Is there anything else on communications? Okay. Personnel policy.
I don't have anything to report. Initially had set up a time for a meeting last month, but somehow it didn't happen for some reason. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not sure what the reason was, but so we will have a meeting, lunch meeting on April 23rd, I think, from 1 to 4.
Okay.
It's going to be at Day Hall 153 from 1 to it's about hour and a half.
Okay.
And that meeting will be with the ODS department, with the jury, Ms. Judy Hurd, and
Okay.
I haven't officially talked with Linda or Aaron or anyone, but I received an email through Michelle, who's a new member for the Personnel Policy Committee. And so that's the day we're going to have a meeting.
Anything else? Okay. Good. Thank you. Internal operations. Have you been doing anything?
No.
No. Okay, moving on. University. Okay.
We have ourselves an election. We have 9 people running for 6 seats.
Wow.
So there's competition.
Yay.
Can we run through the names?
And the last one today?
Sure.
Let's see. Gary Stewart, Tim Ostrander, Ned LaSalle, Benjamin Mios, who's new, Jason Seymour, Curtis Ferguson II, Tricia Denesevich, Catherine Cauldron, and Leslie Meyerhoff.
Wow.
So we have 9 folks.
So how are we letting people know that they're supposed to be voting?
Well, we will usually send an email out, but the Assembly's office sends out an email that voting is open.
And then there's a follow-up if you haven't voted.
Okay. Is there something going to be in the pop-up?
Yes. Donna will put something in the pop-up, which comes out on the 15th, saying that voting is open. And I think they'll usually put candidate profiles in at that point, too. That would be candidate profiles.
Is the April 12th information session with Mary Epperman still on?
Mm-hmm.
And what is the purpose of that information session for the candidates? Mm-hmm. Or
for the candidates, I guess, to talk with her. I guess it's something that's normally done.
It's normal.
So the candidates are being let know about that?
Yeah. I think it's already on. They get this calendar.
Okay.
But we'll send a reminder to them.
Okay.
So the idea with that information session to ask, to talk with her about what we do?
Mm-hmm.
So would someone like me need to go?
It's not a mandatory meeting.
I'm just wondering.
No, it's not a mandatory meeting. It's the administrator that's linked to our assembly.
Right.
Hmm.
That's all I got.
Okay.
So are they closed then? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Deadline's closed, right?
And did the process change where you don't have to get 8 pages of
signatures? No, there's no more signature.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
So then the question I had to jump the gun was, how do we know how these people found out about?
Well, it was in the paw print, and the President's Court email went out, and Leslie put something on our Facebook page, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Amy put out some Facebook ads. Right, and
mm-hmm.
got some clicks on those. Mm-hmm. We should probably put that as a box next year. How did you hear about running?
Mm-hmm.
That way we sort of can gather what's the most effective way to reach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are there profiles on the web yet?
No.
No,
it's not. Put the profile.
Well, they just have to be up by the first
time
the first email goes out, right?
Yeah.
Anything else? Elections? Anything else? Internal operations? Okay. University benefits, to my knowledge, is still on permanent hiatus. So nothing to report there. Employee education?
Okay. Well, we had a meeting with Maureen Brule and any of the other folks, too, for our supervisors a month ago about employee benefits. Did the education benefits. It was a really interesting meeting. They've done a lot, we asked some various questions about, are there any employee education benefits that are new or that you don't, that haven't been listed on the web, or what's going on employee education benefits, any changes, those sorts of things. Anyway, Maureen had made some suggestions about ways to communicate the benefits to employees. And so I'll be sending that out soon. I have to go back and I just thought it was wrong before it myself. But anyway, I was asked to also serve on a committee for an event coming this summer called FEES, which is Staff Education
Exploration,
whatever. So I'll be on that meeting's coming up on the Monday of the 22nd, I think it is. So so I'll report back on that meeting and helping to organize an educational event.
So is that as a representative of EA? Are you representing EA on that committee?
I'm representing EA as the chair of the education committee. So we'll just report back.
It might be nice to have something in the paw print from you.
That would be good.
From you about that meeting, just the highlights.
Sure, that's a great idea. Let's do that.
Should have had Tim at your meeting.
The
EA reporter.
Yeah.
And then we could, follow up in our.
Sure. In fact, the meeting, the information that we got from the meeting with Maureen, I think I should write up because I think that would be of interest to staff. So I'll.
I think and if we keep putting out things as EA members in the paw print, it raises our exposure.
Yeah, I think that's great. Thanks. I have to say, when you said the meeting just was sort of disappearing, the schedule for you that sort of disappeared, you don't know why. I went underground there for a while because I've been really overwhelmed with, this is our recruiting season, and I didn't realize how busy I was going to be this year. But that's almost over, and I'm hopefully back on the swing of things. Anyway.
Well, speaking of the paw print, I forgot. Mm-hmm. I was going to make us, how they're doing that little campaign with the signs.
I am Cornell.
I thought the employee assembly could take a picture with our sign, whatever we decide it's going to be.
Did everybody know about that? They're doing this thing on Flickr, and they're asking people at Cornell, staff, faculty, students, to take a picture with a sign that says "I am Cornell" and with something else, "Why you're Cornell." And people have done, someone said, I've spent, 55% of my life at Cornell. Stuff like that.
Scary
things. So. It would be. it's a paw print initiative, I think. And, they just want you to take your own picture and put it up there. But you can go on and look at them. They're on Flickr.
It's just kind of interesting the things people have to say, since I've worked in ag and life sciences for 25 years and my two kids go to Cornell or, stuff like that. It's kind of just, it's like a fluffy PR thing. Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting and it would be a nice, we got a nice big banner and all of us stood behind it. And
cool. Do we have a banner?
We got a roll of butcher paper, right, and some paintbrushes.
I thought there was, isn't there a banner or graphic or something?
At the meeting.
Oh, it went with that.
Yeah.
The banner disappeared with me.
Okay, where were we? Anything else, Cedi?
No.
Okay. I just forgot the ad hoc charter membership committee. It's not? Is it?
We've gotten off. We derailed, but we're going to come back.
Okay. Cornell and transition updates. Anybody have any transitional items to report that have not already been covered? Old business? New business?
Has there been any, and maybe this is more Linda probably, but has there been any track situations where the emergency fund has anybody,
received
any?
You're right. That probably is a good question for Linda. That is a good question to see now. Has HR...
We haven't met.
Has... Are you?
I'm on the committee.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You haven't had any requests.
So whether you met or not, has there been any requests?
Yeah.
It might be right now. It's still limited, right? To
we haven't even met
very specific
the rules
instances, what fire and.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what I'm saying, although there's been no meetings and no whatever, that doesn't mean an emergency didn't come up. That's all I was saying.
Well, the channels are still in play there. That would go through the faculty and staff assistance program, right? That would
so
channel.
Nobody yeah. come forward with a request.
Just a quick review of our upcoming calendar. We are tentatively trying to arrange a meeting with human resources to talk more about the procedures of layoffs and benefits to people laid off. That might be tentative on May 5th. Presidents Gorton and Mary Opperman attend on the 19th. But Mary also wanted to attend with Alan, what's his last name?
Bishop
of HR. But we may see if Alan would be able to attend without Mary. Her schedule is pretty tight as well. So, but then let's see, April 21st. Okay, that's our next meeting. That'll be right in the middle of, towards the end of voting. When does voting begin? Oh, I see. Voting begins on the 12th. Okay. I'm going to be in the middle of that. How soon do we need to prepare questions for the president? Are we able to keep? Okay. So if anybody has specific questions for the president and Mary Opperman on the May 19th meeting, please let me and Amy know, and David if you'd like. To include the three of us so that we can submit some of those questions in advance to the president. The president's office really does like to get some of the pressing issues on your mind up front so that he can be prepared to answer.
A week is really the minimum,
yeah. So, yeah, definitely by May 5th or earlier if you can get anything to that. I mean, I know this whole year has been filled with a lot of the same questions and a lot of different updates from... You know, we've definitely met with Mary a lot. You know, if you look back on our calendar, we've had a lot of meetings with Mary and Bain and, you know, Mike Powers, and it's been a pretty busy year as far as updates and briefings to the EA. So maybe this would be a good time to have a good end of the year wrap up and ask the president some questions of like, okay, where is Cornell now? Because we all heard that, you know, oh, there was going to be big structural changes happening in March and April, and now I'm starting to hear that maybe some of those things aren't quite happening quite yet. Now, does that mean it's the stress and anxiety is going to continue, or are we just like a month delayed? I mean, are we going to see this in May and June, or, you know, so I think we'd like to hear from the president on some of those issues. So.
He actually attended a meeting with DPSA on Monday night. With Susan Murphy, and the biggest bulk of the half hour he was there was devoted to the suicide problem and the response to it and the fences and the response to that. And so I think that sort of diverted some of the energies away from the budget stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's definitely not a a welcome distraction, but it was, you know, a distraction now to him, but you know, the budget problems aren't going away, and some of that stuff is going to come back to hit us, especially as we approach the end of the fiscal year. So.
You could say they are rounding third base on budget discussion.
Okay. Well, and have they said anything about when various schools are issuing their budgets on Monday?
You know, he doesn't get into that sort of
right,
grassroots because they aren't affected as much.
Right.
I mean, I guess, I mean, everyone I think has probably known, but the buzz of the day is for the buyout. A lot of it, half of the cost of the buyout is now being passed on to individual units. And I heard about that. That was quite a shock. A lot of units that they weren't prepared for that. So what has happened is that the response, this is my understanding, so this is third hand, but you can probably ask maybe Mary more, some more clarification. My understanding is that the number of people who responded to the buyout was much higher than Cornell had anticipated. And as a result, they decided to pass some of those costs to the community. So that's affecting individual unit budgets as well. So
can you clarify buyout? What?
The retirement.
Oh, okay.
Retirement.
Okay.
Right. And not only that, but also the individual units made assumptions that they were not having to contribute to those costs, so they actually hired back some of those folks on a part-time basis in order to fill in the gap, and it turns out they have paid for that too, so it wasn't exactly what anyone had anticipated. So that in itself may create, I keep thinking, well, that's going to create the layoff that they were trying to do at the moment. I don't know if it does, but something to think about.
We might want to think about, too, what our goals are for next year so that we can, you know, we can talk to President Thornton and Harry and perhaps, you know, align them with what, you know, or let them know what our goals are.
A lot of that, I mean, for the three new people, that happens in the summer retreat for the EA. You review the whole, you bring out the spreadsheet of goals from the previous years and figure out what's relevant and reprioritize and see how you met the goals that you said for the last time you didn't retreat. So yeah, that's definitely something that is definitely ongoing and occurs in the summer.
Although, just to piggyback what you said, because it is, I think I really heard you loud and clear. I think that maybe on a monthly basis the goals should be pulled out and looked at instead of once a year at the end of the summer.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. And then,
in real time.
Right, because, you know, like you said, we've hashed and rehashed and everything having to do with the budget and the vein implemented. And so maybe we should, you know, be forward thinking in our last meeting of the year. And so we're not just asking the same questions again.
And also, things change on a daily basis. You know, the only thing constant is change. So you have to look at those goals in real time.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? We have some time, so we can just go around the room and do your 15 seconds of EA fame. What's going on with you? I'll start. I'm just pleasantly filled with good mood that we are getting good weather, and I hope it stays. I don't mind a little overcast, kind of weird, gloomy day like today. You know, as long as some of this warm weather stays, it's definitely a great mental pickup. So
I move to take the 15 minutes and go outside.
Second. Before it rains on a parade.
Okay.
Did we do anything on the work that we have put up last summer during the retreat?
The goal list.
Did we accomplish anything?
That's why I'm saying every month they need to do something.
Because I didn't feel it so far.
We should definitely get it documented in.
You do a progress report every month.
We're doing that.
So can we bring?
So that time is all waste. What we have done, you know, like this, as a retreat, what we like, we have made a whole list of going through the trying to. I mean, trying to act on the goals, but we didn't do anything, you know,
so I'm just suggesting that maybe once a month, at one meeting during each month, you look at them and say, and you might have to tweak them or change them depending on the reality that's happening, you know, because who knows what's going to happen tomorrow or 5 minutes from now.
Well, in years past, we all did a winter retreat as well, and you kind of missed that chair, so that might help. Give you a mid-year spark.
Mm-hmm.
How did you miss that? Winter came and went.
It
was the winter of our discontent.
No,
and
I.
Okay.
I lived in Vermont for a long time, and they said there's two seasons in Vermont: last winter and this winter. So winter, you know. But anyway,
Leon, 15 seconds. What's going on with you?
Well, you know, since the summer of 2008, a couple of weeks ago, I took a 1 week vacation, the first vacation since the summer of 2008.
Wow.
And yeah. Go ahead.
Where'd you go? Where'd you go?
I went to a town you probably, well, it's, the town is called Croton on Hudson, New York.
Probably.
Yeah.
One of my good friends is from there. I know.
Gemma.
He has a landscaping business, so we're busy. I'm back doing his bookkeeping and all that.
Oh, great.
So it's like working two jobs.
I mean, I force myself to make use of my bike that I've had sitting in our shop at the theater department for the longest time. And now it's sitting in my apartment, covered in plastic and enjoying the wind and all that.
I'm gonna get on it. I'm gonna ride it. So you can ask me next time.
So to celebrate my 40th town, I am now in the process of reducing. Good luck.
Good luck. That's hard.
I don't know what
We can come back to say anything, and we can come back to you.
Well, I am in the midst of swapping my cell phone, so
it's time consuming.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had trouble with calling on the phone and talking to several representatives of the company, phone company, and visiting the stores and.
So things
going on.
And
at the same time, I'm enjoying the weather.
Yeah. Thanks. Amy?
My husband and I are house hunting right now.
Ooh.
So how are things looking in Malibu?
Or
Beverly Hills.
Supposed to be a good time for house hunting, but do you have to sell your existing house?
I already sold her. She said no.
Of course, we don't want. We don't want them to sell their house, actually.
Do you have to sell a house, too?
Well, kind of.
Yeah.
The interesting thing, yeah.
Okay. Tanya?
Okay. I'm finally now the proud owner of just one house, not two. I closed on my other house, finally.
Oh, good.
So I only own one house. And I'm, and I'm proud to say that I'm gainfully employed at Cornell University until June 30th, 2011, at least until then.
Right.
Okay.
That's good.
I'm on vacation the 20th through the 27th, so I won't be at the next meeting.
Okay. Where are you going?
Florida.
Ooh.
Okay.
Nice. All right. Thank you, everyone. Is there anything else?
You didn't tell us about yourself.
I did. I started.
Yeah.
Oh, you started. That's right.
Said he's wrapping
the weather.
Signing.
That's right. The weather.
Welcoming it. So, entertain that last final motion. Anyone? Anyone?
Motion to adjourn.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. We're at 1:21.
Wow, 9 minutes early. What to do?
Pace yourself. Thank you.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.